1230 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Crews report progress on a new wildfire in Southern California that's forced tens of thousands of peoples to flee their homes in Castaic.
The winds are supposed to pick up again, throughout the morning. But with the upper hand that we got on this fire, we'll be able to really beat it back off the fire line.
Fire Chief Kelleher on CBS Mornings. President Trump's ordered the Pentagon to send more troops to secure the southwest border. He tells Fox's Sean Hannity.
This was a gross miscarriage of common sense to allow people to come in. And I believe the number is 21 million people, and a large percentage of them are criminals.
Today, a federal judge in Seattle hears first arguments from states trying to block Mr. Trump's birthright order. In moments from now, they'll announce the Oscar nominations.
I would like to draw something and present it to him.
The Brutalist, Conclave, Emilia Perez, Wicked, and A Complete Unknown are among favorites to snag Best Picture nods. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. Lisa Hale has a report.
He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer. One of the ways he proposed doing so is with gun reform, to include background checks for all firearm purchases, instituting red flag laws, and restoring the 48-hour waiting period to purchase firearms.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
In addition to gun reform, Evers called for free breakfast and lunch for all school children and increased funding to mitigate the child care shortage in the state. He also proposed to invest $300 million to provide comprehensive mental health services in schools. The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
We have the largest one-time surplus in state history, and instead of talking about how to return that money to working families tonight, Governor Evers prioritized adding more spending and growing the size of government.
As Evers wrapped up his speech, he addressed national issues such as immigration, reproductive rights, and LGBTQ protections. He said he would veto any bill that makes Wisconsin less safe, less inclusive, or less welcoming. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a seven-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin?
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first.
Wait, have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he's driving, he's going bumping, 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 bumping?
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram will join as we talk with Attorney General Josh Call in the Wisconsin lawsuit against the administration. Also, is the DNC prepared for what's next? Bill Press has thoughts. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. We got rid of the cold and now we have the snow.
Well, I mean, that's just, you know, I was kind of surprised. Did you think we got about, it was, you know, a little bit, maybe inch and a half, but it's light stuff. But I was kind of surprised. Did you have quite a bit of snow?
Yeah, I think it definitely seemed like I got less the closer, the farther east I went.
Right.
So at home, I think we might have got over 3 inches.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a decent amount.
Yeah, but the only good thing about it is this kind of stuff that blows around, you know, and you won't have any problem. You can just take a broom and kind of sweep it off. But anyway, man, it's not bitter cold. And, you know, and so that's the good thing, man. If you look at what's taking place, Calvin, all over the nation, we're very fortunate, right?
Yeah, I mean, they got almost a foot of snow in New Orleans.
I know, man. And not only, man, you know, down, you know, Florida and everywhere else. So, you know, it's strange, man, but we're in strange times, you know, not just when it comes to the weather. Anyway, it's Thursday, and that means the return of the one and only Dr. Omar the Pharmacist as we await, you know, his return. There's a lot to talk about, Calvin. I don't know if you have it up already while we await the return of Dr. Omar the Pharmacist, but the mayor of Philadelphia was, you know, she was basically, the news media is there. They got the big game with the Buffalo Bills on Saturday or Sunday, maybe Sunday. And so, you know, they're doing this press conference and she's all excited and rah, 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 sis, boom, bah, and all that stuff. And so they were asking, you know, she was doing the rally cry for the Philadelphia Eagles, and she had to spell. I don't know, did you dig it up? All right. And so she had to spell. Now, she's the mayor. She was, you know, she had to spell the Eagles. And, you know, all this excitement, all the television cameras and, you know, no teleprompter. Calvin, if you'll be play that for us, please.
Listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say, E-L-G-F-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Hey, Hey, Calvin. Hey, Calvin. She's the mayor, right? And you know, sometimes you wonder why. I bet the next time she'll have a prompter, right? Because this is all over the nation, man. She's got to, you know, feel, you know, a little taken aback, man. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, she definitely got excited, but I would, that's something she's going to be embarrassed about for a long time.
Hey, you said she got excited. Yeah, she was excited, man. I mean, they got all these television cameras in front of her, and, you know, doesn't necessarily mean that she's not a bright person, man. She's the mayor of Philadelphia. I'm pretty sure she's a bright person, but there's something she's got to live down, you know. But anyways, we await, you know, the good doing doctor. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about with Dr. Omar is, you know, the fact that because we age and because we're aging, does not mean that we, you know, have to basically be walking around slumped over, and that the aging process has to be cruel. Calvin, you see people who've taken care of themselves, athletes, entertainers, average people, and, you know, you don't have to. The aging process doesn't necessarily mean, Calvin, that, you know, you have to look 20 years older than you are. You know, you've got to do some things in preparation early in life. And even if you hadn't lived your life properly and you get to middle age, it doesn't mean that, you know, you have to throw in the towel, man. I talk to people who in my age demographic, and others, and people do say to me, hey, man, you don't look 70 years old. And I always say to them, what is 70 years old supposed to look like? You know, is 70 years old supposed to be bent over and out of sorts? No, it's not. You know, we have to focus on our health. And not just for ourselves, but we have to focus on our health for all of those around me. I just think it is frustrating, to say the least, as I watch people I love and others who basically don't do anything to, you know, preserve their health. Listen, man, there's only one life. You only get one shot at it. And so if you don't do anything to take care of yourself and preserve your life, you know, you will lose it. I ain't gonna lose it anyway. You know, we're all, you know, nobody can stay here forever, but the quality of your life is really up to you and how you prepare yourself for the rest of your life. And with that having been said, voila, he's here. Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the founder, owner, and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy, has made his triumphant return to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. It's good to see you. People miss you. So you're doing something right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I was in Egypt enjoying the warmth of the sun.
You were where?
I was in Egypt. I was in Egypt for a vacation. spent like 12 days.
Left me here?
Magical. Next time you have to come. Because
I will.
I want to tell you that the beach at this time of the year was beautiful. The sun was great. The food is unbelievable, delicious,
and healthy.
There's choices. Well, I mean, you can always choose what's healthy and what's not. But to take healthy food that's also delicious, that's the goal, because we want to enjoy our lives. And I feel very so refreshed, and I came back to this beautiful snow, and I kind of, well, it's a good thing that we have heat inside our houses. I always say, like, it's always those like 30 seconds between the car and the building where you're going that kind of are hard to as a concept.
Make you wonder why you're here.
But I want to tell you that there is also a cold therapy. You know that having a cold shower in the morning or just switching it from hot to cold right away is one of the best ways to
Really?
put energy into your brain cells. Yeah,
Really?
it has been scientifically proven. If you turn the hot water to cold at the end of the shower, let's say every day, that's one of the things that helps your nervous system to wake up and helps your brain cells and supports the vagus system and supports your overall health. And it's magnificent how moving out of the comfort zone can help us. I was talking to one of my customers the other day, and I was telling her, "Oh my God, it's so chilly. It's like minus 10 outside." And she was like, "I think the hype of it is more than how it actually feels." But we're blessed. I want to say we're blessed. Like it's.
Dr. Omar, hey Calvin, did you hear what he said about turning the shower to cold and opening up the thought process in your brain? Have you done that?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you have.
I've maybe tried it once, and it's definitely a mental block.
Hey, Dr. Omar, is that like sitting in a tub full of ice?
Not like that. It's like, yeah,
I
that's another step. That's the next level. Next level things. I can't do that. I can't even imagine doing that. I only see it on Instagram. It's just no. It's just you take the hot shower that you do, but at the end, at the end of it, you just turn it very cold. Yeah, it's yeah.
I follow your advice, so I'm going to be doing it, I guess. I'll be doing it tomorrow.
All right.
I would have never given it any thought, but because Dr. Omar suggested, I'm following the regime of Dr. Omar. So 855-752-4840. Dr. Omar, before you came on, I was having a conversation with the audience about the fact that we are aging and you can't do anything about that, but that what you really have to do is prepare yourself. You don't have to be, they don't have to be old before your time. And
Yeah.
we can do some things that you constantly talk about that certainly will change people's futures, especially how healthy they can be and how they feel every day. There is different steps and things that people can do that they may not even think are possible. So we're going to touch base with all those things. It is good to know is Hey, it's good to know you're still around. Dr.
Thank you.
Omar, the pharmacist, has made his triumphant return to the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist.
What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on.
Right on. Right on.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. While President Donald Trump's January 6th pardons and executive orders have dominated the news, state legislatures have been hard at work on both pro-voter and anti-voter legislation. Democracy legislation tracker Voting Rights Lab counts 432 election bills pending in 32 states, with 100 of those bills restricting voter access while 205 expand it. The Wisconsin Senate and Assembly have approved Senate Joint Resolution 2, which would put a proposed voter ID constitutional amendment before voters in November. A Pew Research survey found 81% of Americans support a requirement for government-issued ID to vote, despite its impact on the poor, disabled, and elderly. A New York Senate committee moved three pro-voter bills forward, authorizing county voting centers in addition to local precincts and requiring the state to join the Electronic Registration Information Center, or ERIC, to help keep its voter rolls clean. Another bill would criminalize spreading misleading election information intended to suppress the vote. An Arizona Senate committee endorsed SB 1011, making changes to mail-in early voting rules, including when and where ballots may be returned. The Virginia House approved a constitutional amendment to automatically restore rights to people formerly incarcerated for felonies. We'll be following all these bills in the months to come. We've linked the Voting Rights Lab tracker at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. 540 WAUK.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go. In the Pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. So doctor, my eyes.
All right, you are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You also, you know, phone lines are open. Any question that you have, a comment that you have that you want the good doing doctor to answer, he'll do his best to address those things as we are on the air. So Dr. Omar, I was saying to you earlier, I was talking with a person who was in their late 70s and was saying to me that they have tried supplements and that, you know, the doctor was telling her that she's taking too many supplements. And I said to her, well, listen, I take supplements. It's been the best thing that's happened to me.
Yeah.
And she said, well, no, you know, it's not, the supplements are not good. And they're, we talk about this a lot, Dr. Omar, but I think it's worth repeating.
It is worth repeating because the misconception is always going to be there and we have to truly understand the difference. Now, the over-the-counter supplements that you pick up from any department store, it might have some benefits, but there is no oversight. So it can have a lot of fillers, binders, things that affect the bioavailability or how these micronutrients and important things get absorbed in the body. So people are not feeling the benefits of them. On the other hand, there is something called professional-grade supplements, which are supplements tailored for specific health conditions or nutritional deficiencies, include higher quality, natural forms of the nutrients, God's pharmacy coming from the ground, coming from the earth. They have quality and regulation. They have targeted use. They are tested for purity, potency, and safety. And every one of those supplements have a 2-page long worth of data and links to research, clinical studies, and how they work and help support the therapies that are prescribed to you. But unfortunately, if you try some supplements that you pick and choose based on ideas, based on marketing, based on just what you see coming on the TV show and they don't work, you start to lose faith in very important components of your health. But let's come back and say that people who had vitamin D levels above 50, they didn't die during COVID. They actually thrived. And even the CDC came back and said that people need to have higher levels of vitamin D. That's a supplement. But if you don't monitor it, if you don't look at it, and you don't make sure that you have this pro-hormone, you get enough of it, you're going to have problems of anxiety. You're going to have problems in the immune system, in your hair health, in your hormonal health. Vitamin D is one of them, all right? How about magnesium? How many times someone would have a cardiac surgery or a double bypass surgery, a year later, they go for another surgery. And many times, the main reason is because they have low magnesium in their muscles, in their heart. And that nutrition deficiency hasn't been corrected. So we have to understand that functional medicine practices contain in its components something called professional grade supplements, highly recommended to take it with guidance, just to look at what I need, not just what I think I might need, because there is there is science that backs this. It's not just kind of ideas.
So, you know? Dr. Omar, there are doctors who may even say this, that the supplement, that, you know, the doctors, do they really know the difference between the supplements, the quality of the supplements that we're talking about? And they can't know what kind of supplement the patient is taking, right?
You know what you know, and doctors usually deal with the medications that they write on the prescription pad. And many of those doctors that would kind of not talk about supplements, they themselves are taking multivitamins. But at the same time, there is not enough time for the doctor to discuss everything during the visit. So they focus on the main medication that they're going to write in the prescription pad. And if they have some extra time, they will educate you about the side effect of this medication. But that's why the complementary medicine, and that's why the approach of communication between different healthcare professionals, each one understand their specialty. So doctors call me and ask me about what's the best form of magnesium you can recommend it to this patient, or can I send you this patient and you can check their medications and see if there is anything you can add to this. The collaboration between professionals, clinicians, is very important to reach the optimum health for the patients. But some doctors know, some doctors do not know, and that doesn't make them any less professional. Just we want the doctors to be humble enough to communicate with other healthcare professionals to help their patients.
And the importance of that is the health of the patient. At the root of it, all the other things should be, you know, none, you know, concerning. It's the health of the patient. And that's why, you know, I love you so much, because you know, you're concerned about the health of the patient. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Dr. Omar, we're going to talk next about detoxifying our bodies. It's that time of year. You are in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, and anything else you want to talk about on the Earl Ingram Show.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee, 540 WAUK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Milwaukee voters in the 3rd District are a little more knowledgeable today. Last night, a forum was held with 8 candidates for the 3rd aldermanic seat fielding questions. There's a primary next month. The seat was left open after the death of Alderman Jonathan Brostoff in November. Wisconsin's kids took center stage in Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. In his 7th such address, Evers announced 2025 as the year of the kid. Following a recent school shooting in Madison, the governor urged bipartisan action on gun safety regulations.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
Evers' announced agenda includes initiatives to make childcare more affordable, offering free school meals, and bolstering mental health resources for students in public schools. The FDA has ruled cranberries can be labeled healthy. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The FDA had proposed a new rule where producers couldn't label cranberries healthy because sugar is added to make them palatable. Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson, plus other Wisconsin lawmakers, started advocating for a change to that rule. Now, 2 years later, the FDA agreed. They amended the rule to say that cranberries can still count as healthy as long as they don't have more sugar than other comparable fruits have naturally. That way, something like a raisin, which has a bunch of natural sugar, doesn't get preferential treatment over the cranberry with its added sugar. Wisconsin grows more cranberries than any other state. We're responsible for 62% of the nation's supply.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Trump threatened to imprison local police if they do not help the feds with his deportation raids. I fought back when Trump tried to do this the last time. We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Awesome music.
All right, average white band and only a schoolboy's crush. Anyway, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, it's Thursday, and the return of the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy. You have any questions or comments about your health? Now is the time. You know, Dr. Omar, is a time where there's so many viruses going around and people are sick. And we talked about this constantly even before this time. And I don't understand how people are willing to go ahead and suffer through all of this. I mean, you can't stop. Yeah. You're going to get – but there's some things you can do, right?
There are some things that you can do for sure. And living healthy is kind of planning. You have to plan for it and figure out what's best for your health and go from there. Going back to some of the ideas you were talking about, if I'm getting old, is it time for me to prepare to leave and throw the towel? And I want to tell you about personal experience, something that I did yesterday in which I was trying to plan a perfect day for me. What shall I do in order to have a perfect day? And I found that perfect day for me was to start my day by just kind of switch off my phone, wake up early, place the alarm away from my reach, just to focus on the mindful start, move my body, activity, then fuel up, eat breakfast to give me nutrition, spend some time with family, tidy up, prepare for the morning priorities, do my daily tasks, then get to deep work, all right? Then a short break, then a second focus block of deep work, then lunch and then movement, and then secondary tasks from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., then quick stretch, a break, hydrate my body, drink water, then finish the work day by organizing what I have to do and arranging the plan for tomorrow. Then I would have another plan for the early evening. And it would look like a perfect plan for me, Earl. And I asked myself, oh my God, isn't this life? Isn't this what we all want to do every day of our lives? So how about if we just kind of think that when we are in our 80s, we are building up for what we started preparing for when we were in our 40s. Because you have more experience, you have more understanding of your body, more understanding of your finances, and you have more resilience to take in what life brings in. I want to tell you that a few weeks ago, I was checking out a patient who was standing by my cash register, and I am looking at how old he is, and he was 94.
Wow. Okay,
so he was standing in front of the cash register, and I was like, okay, I have to check him out. It was busy, but I had to check him out. So I went and I talked to him, and there was a copayment of $10, so he paid it by Apple Pay through his phone. So that was great that he can use the technology.
Right.
Then I shook his hand. The grip of his hand was like, man, this is someone who takes care of himself. And then I followed him by my eyes. He opened the pharmacy door. He stepped outside to his car. It's like a young man.
Right.
Someone who's like taking care of himself. And I was like, I want to be this guy when I grow up. How could he do what he's doing? And when you ask those people, what are you doing? They'll tell you simple things. They will tell you, I understand my body suffers from sugar. I understand that I need movement. I understand that I need to be happy. And I'm just following this every day of my life. So we need to build it towards a healthier life, and that starts from today. And by that, we are talking about balance. I want to have balance in my body, and that's the core of what detox means. It means to reset your body and bring balance to your health. That's a core idea of detox early, because people are thinking, well, I have my kidneys, I have my liver, I have my skin. Why do I need to go through a program every 6 months or every 3 months to reset the clock of detoxification? And the challenge is a simple answer. We are living in a toxic world. We have a lot of plastics around us. We have... The air is polluted. Now we have also a presidential decree or presidential order to lift any kind of restrictions on extraction of fuel from the soil, from the ground. So we have more pollution happening around us. Even the household chemicals, these all increase the burden in our bodies. So it's like, imagine your body as a bucket. Over time, the toxins can fill it to the brim. A detox program helps to empty the bucket before it overflows into health issues like fatigue, brain fog, and inflammation. And we know that it has been scientifically proven. And athletes, I want to tell you, athletes that lose, some of the athletes, many athletes actually, they have to lose a certain amount of weight to enter the competition for their weight goal. If they lose weight very quickly, many times they get very sick. Because we also know, science is telling us, that toxins like adipose tissue, the fats, when you lose weight, this fat, you lose the fat very quickly, the toxins get to be concentrated and makes you sick or makes you gain fat again. That's why many people, they want to lose weight. We tell them, well, it's great if you can start with detoxification. But it's not just that. It is just to live healthy. I have people that go through a detox program and come back and tell me, I had brain fog and I didn't notice that I had the brain fog until it was lifting after I finished this kind of program. It's a process and it is simple. And I can talk about five different types of, or five different levels of detoxification, just to make it simple and easy for people to understand.
Well, go ahead, Dr. Omar. Let's begin.
All right. I'll tell you. Some patients I meet and I ask them, how's your gut health? They say, it's okay. And then I ask a simple question, how often do you go to the bathroom? They say, oh, I go every 2-3 days. That is constant. This is chronic constipation. You need intestinal cleansing, which is to free the intestines, the large intestine, from what is hanging there that needs to leave. And that, by taking certain supplements like cascara and sometimes taking Senna short term, but that's intestinal cleansing. It's just clearing the digestive system. And intestinal cleansing also happens when someone is going to do a procedure and they have to get this bucket of polyethylene glycol. The reason the bucket is needed is to clear the system and to clean the intestines. So that's a form of detox, actually. Other people like juicing, and they are kind of fan of juicing. And I want to warn people, when you're a fan of juicing, think of vegetable juicing, which is a great way to rest your digestive system while flooding your body with antioxidants, anti-nutrients. But if juicing gets to be more of fruits rather than vegetables, you're taking fruit juice, which spikes your blood sugar. And the simple formula that I tell people when they go through juicing is use 3 vegetables and 1 and a serving of fruit. So like use kale, spinach, and a third cucumber, let's say, then use half banana. Or a bit of strawberry. Try to make the balance 25% fruit and 75% vegetable.
You're taking all the fun out of it. I see people, they juice, and it's what you just said, fruit juice, you know, strawberries, berries, and they think that's good for them because it's fruit.
challenging. It's challenging just
Okay.
to live the idea. We want some flavor, but we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing. But it's challenging. Kale, spinach, celery. These are great, great nutrient-packed, juicing ideas. We'll add flavor, but let's be realistic. There is something called intermittent fasting, which is extending the time between meals. That helps to activate what is called autophagy. Autophagy is a process in the cells that make you the cell get rid of the junk because the cells feel threatened. There is no food coming in. We are worried about the future. So your cells are getting rid of the junk. So it makes the cells sharper and cleaner and clean itself. Intermittent fasting is recommended by all the major religions. Prophets were doing intermittent fasting. The tiger is doing intermittent fasting. So, you can have an early breakfast and a late dinner, but you can do it a few days in the week. Like, I wouldn't recommend more than 2, 3 days in the week because intermittent fasting, long term, many people cannot do, and that would affect the body in a negative way. Again, we go back to the main idea: reset your body and bring balance to your health. And balance is a very delicate term that we have to always seek and have a compass towards.
You know,
That's right.
Dr. Omar, you are talking regiment in keeping yourself healthy and these kinds of things. You laid out a regiment for each day. Why is that so important?
It's so important. Because we have to have a process. We were just talking about people who are lost faith into their
Right.
supplements because they've taken some here and there. And that's why I need a compass, because if you start something and you don't feel the results from it, you're not going to do it again. So that's why, Earl, I decided a while ago that every year when I want to take people through a program like this, the serious people who want to do, let's say, a program like detox or weight loss, I would have them in a webinar and I would talk to the people according to their health conditions, how you can do it right. Because some people have diabetes, high blood pressure, they are taking medications. So you have questions that come in. Women who are taking hormones, how to also detoxify and get rid of the extra hormones that they do not need. So it's very specific, and you need to be guided with a healthcare professional, not one size fits all. So we do this program every year, and this year we're doing it next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And the slide that will have the registration will be on wiltopiarx.com. You can sign up. If you cannot attend, we will send you the recording after the episode, the live event, but that's what we need: guidance, a compass towards better health.
Well, Dr. Omar, I am going to be in that group. So
Love to
I'm
have you.
excited. I'm looking forward to it. And I'll certainly let the audience know the impact of it. 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday, and that means Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacies, Pharmacy, is on the docket. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary from Tulsa. Good morning to you, Mary. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. And I, too, have signed up for the detox program, which I believe is going to start on the 30th, if I understood that.
Hey, Mary, so, you and I will reunite again. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, right. I'm looking forward to it. I did get the kit, and so I'm looking at the, you know, all of the Core Restore explanations, you know, the ingredients to buy. And it's really, you know, gives me hope to do this. I want to comment and agree with Dr. Omar's suggestion about the hot to cold exposure. I end my showers by turning on a blast of cold water for a minute. Following the initial shock, it's really quite refreshing. And so I appreciate his explanation of the nervous system and the cognitive benefits. Thanks very much.
Hey, Mary, it's always good to hear from you, and you and I will certainly be a part of this detox program that Dr. Omar is. So, Dr. Omar, you heard what Mary said, and then I want you to repeat how people can get involved in the detoxification, all that.
Sure. This is actually the fourth step or level of detoxification, which is called functional medicine detox. And this step involves the phases of detox that happens deep on the liver. And it needs kind of to get rid of toxins and support the liver with nutrients like glutathione, B vitamins, amino acids. And it addresses the toxins stored in the fat cells and helps to eliminate them in a very structured way. The program is created by clinicians, PhD doctors, has been tested and tried for years and years. And that's kind of, we try to use a simple, gentle detox program from this. We use it over a week, 1 week. It starts the first 2 days with drinking water and taking certain supplements and protein shakes. And then day 3 to day 7, we're eating healthy and using nutrients to support the liver. It's an excellent, easy way of getting your eating and sleeping and stress level on track. And the program also come, the my explanation will be on the program that will be next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. on the webinar, in addition to a book inside the detox kit. If someone wants to join and buy it, the book contains explanation of the program, the grocery list, contains directions day by day, and helps you to decide what you want to do in the future. Because I use a detox program for people who want to lose weight, for women who want to do hormone replacement therapy, for men who wants to kind of feel refreshed, for many patients who have problems with brain fog, fatigue, and feeling tired. So we have a packed program, step by step. And what I want to tell you is that I get feedback about, all right, now I can get back to doing what I have to do. And it's okay. You can take your medicine, you can take your supplements while doing the detox. It is just a state of mind and body that can save your health and help you from having other health issues in the future.
Let me ask you, Dr. Omar, is it too late? You talked about this 94-year-old gentleman still driving his car and still doing all these things independently. And sometimes people think, well, he's probably lived his entire life like that. Is it too late for me if I'm 70 years old and I haven't lived my life like that? Is it too late for me to start trying to turn it around?
Great question, Earl. I want to tell you about someone I met 10 years ago. I was doing health consultations for people with chronic conditions. And I met this man who was 74 years old, taking one blood pressure medication. And I was like, every question I ask him, he answers me a good question. How is your health? Fine. Do you sleep well? Yes. Do you take any other medications? No. Blood pressure 120 over 80. It just takes lisinopril. I told him, what's your secret? Something I need to ask you. What's going on with you? You're healthier than most people that I meet. You don't even meet the criteria to do this paid health consultation by the government. Tell me your secret. He told me 20 years ago, when I was 54, I was smoking more than 3 packs a day.
Wow.
I was taking 7 different medications. And a doctor told me, if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to die very soon and you're going to regret it. And that day I decided I'm not going to smoke again. This is the last cigarette I'm going to smoke ever in my life. He told me that's what I did, and all my health issues were going away, and I'm taking care of myself. That was my secret. That was my willpower to stop one bad habit. So everyone has a secret. Everyone has a tough decision to get out of the comfort zone and do something that matters.
Hey, Dr. Omar, it's great having you back. I will be joining you, in this coming week. In the webinar. So thank you. And how can people reach you?
WilltopiaRx.com or 262-429-9429.
All right. Thank you. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, you will be entering into the Twilight Zone on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation.
a Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. The story of a transgender drug lord is the one to beat at this year's Oscars.
Are you English?
They announced the nominations last hour in L.A., and Emilia Perez got the most, 13, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon. The Brutalist and Wicked each got 10. Crews report progress controlling the flames of a new wildfire north of L.A., in Castaic, County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Mornings.
The winds are supposed to pick up again, throughout the morning. But with the upper hand that we got on this fire, we'll be able to really beat it back off the fire line.
Tens of thousands have been evacuated. A judge in Seattle today hears the first lawsuit against President Trump's executive order banning birthright citizenship. Berkeley Law's Erwin Chemerinsky believes it's a clear violation of the Constitution.
The Supreme Court has said everyone born in the United States is an American citizen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.